We're visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Teichgraber here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you've adjusted well after being an assistant under Alex McMillan, and the transition has gone well. And here are the first couple weeks of practice. And, of course, you guys went to Oswego for a jamboree on Friday. How have things gone for your guys?
You know, I think coming into week one, we're in a good position. We're healthy. We have a familiar opponent coming to town, somebody that we respect, and, you know, they have some good quality kids. And so our preparation since the jamboree has been solid. We try to preach to our kids, you know, one of our core values is to never give up and to always try to improve. And so for us, a big thing this week was making that jump from week one to week two. So we're treating this as like week two, and so we're anxious to see the improvement that we've made after watching some film with the guys and kind of just focusing on us for this week. So I think we're in a good position to go into game one, and I'm excited to see how our young kids perform.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your team. The big loss is Bryson Turner, who's at Emporia State now, going to be running track and field, but you return a starting quarterback in Hayden Helm, Lane Darbrough's back, Gannon Pyle at tight end, Jesse Schneider at offensive line and defensive end, Colton Ish is back, and then Packer Bollinger is also back for you guys as well. So that's got to be a good core to start with, Coach.
You know, I just want to add, too, that we did lose Bryson, who is an amazing athlete, probably one of the top athletes in Kansas. But we also lost another guy that played in the eight-man All-Star game and was a tremendous leader for us on both sides of the ball, and Gavin Ish, Colton's bigger brother. So those two guys were outstanding humans and outstanding football players, so their leadership definitely is missed. But we also had a few other seniors. You know, Bryson got a lot of the accolades, but we had some other senior guys that did a lot of the dirty work. And that's what I'm looking forward to seeing, what we can do collectively as a group this year. Losing the outstanding production of Bryson, you can't replace that with one guy, and we're not going to try to do that. We're going to try to spread the wealth, and we've got guys returning. I think we've got six starters returning on both sides of the ball, some guys that have played in big football games over the last few years for the Dogs, and so I and the coaching staff, we believe that they're ready to take on a bigger role. You know, you're going to see more offensively from Colton Ish this year. Lane Darbrough, like you mentioned, we're going to lean on him in the run game a little bit more. Up front, we return two starters in Packer and Jesse, and they're solid. They're veterans. They know. There's no front that a team can show those guys that they haven't seen and been able to talk through. And then you add in Gannon Pyle at the other guard position. He was a starter for us at tight end. And this young guy was willing when we asked him to move to a guard position, which is crucial for our offense. Gannon was more than willing, and we think he's going to perform at a high level. So we feel like going into week one that, you know, up front, is a strength of our team, and so we're looking to see what those guys can do, and we want to get our backs out in space and get going.
We're visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Teichgraber here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you open up the season at home tomorrow against Hartford, which will be our area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM, and Coach Danan Kistner in year number two at Hartford, and he told me yesterday on his coach's corner that you two have become good friends off the field, you know, they got some guys back, Tyson Bolson and many others named Keegan Renfro, so gonna be a challenge for you guys tomorrow night, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. Hartford's got some really, really talented young kids, and so you're just gonna kind of start to see that, I think, Friday night, and definitely you're going to hear from them over the next few years. Yeah, it's a challenge. You know, game one, you really never know how your team's going to react and play until you get out there and get going. But I'm confident with the experience that we have returning that we'll be ready for some of the challenges that come with game one. You know, it's like we try to talk to our guys about doing their job and then helping their buddy. And, you know, it's, there's going to be situations in the game where things don't go your way or you have adversity or a penalty or something to that degree, and you have to be able to react to that. And so that's what I'm looking for tomorrow is when we face some challenges, when Hartford puts us in some challenging situations, coaching staff will be looking to see how we respond to that.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I look forward to these chats with you every Thursday here on the Area Coach's Corner. Best of luck tomorrow night. We look forward to carrying the game, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow night in our pregame, and I'll talk to you again next Thursday.
We look forward to it, Dylan. Thank you guys for the coverage, and go Dogs.
That's Madison head football coach Nate Teichgraber joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shankey Well Service, and Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, on Country 101.7 FM.